Hello, the Secretary of Agriculture, dictating an industry report on Luis Alicia, date of birth 7/7/1974, date of procedure February 17, 2024, physician and Secretary of Agriculture. Do you referring physician is Dr. Luck now from Kishun? Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold snare, polypectomy, comma, cold biopsy, polypectomy. And cold biopsies. Indication is colon cancer screening, comma, history of poor prep, comma, prior history of colon polyps, description, procedure, and form consent with the same period, possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug resistance, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy, or extent of patient period. The patient's brought to the endoscopy, placed in the lateral position, suggested for anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care. Period of digital rectal exam was normal. Period of all lubricated lymphocyte colonoscopes and she's interacting with advanced intraject vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the epimysial orifice. Elastical valve and complements of the folds. Period. Careful examination made of the cecum, elastical valve, ascending colon, hepatic cluster, transform, splenic cluster, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and the rectum. Period. Retroflexia was obtained in the rectum. Period. Valve preparation was poor, comma, with a Boston Bob Harp score of 5, comma, 1-2-2. Period. The patient tried the procedure well without any complications. Findings. There was a Boston Bob prep score of 5, 1-2-2, grade as a 4 prep. Next line. Please go back and also note well vaginal suction was attempted with adherent sticky stool still remaining on the right side. Comma flatter pulse could have been missed. Next line. There was a approximately 10 millimeter cecal sessile polyp removed, cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was another sessile approximately 8 millimeter ascending colon polyp removed, cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a previously placed clip noted in the ascending colon at the prior site of a hot snare polypectomy. Comma, photo documentation of this area looked unremarkable. Next line, there was a approximately 8 millimeter hepatic flexor sessile polyp removed, cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 5 millimeter hepatic flexor polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy that was not able to be retrieved given the poor prep. Next line, at 20 centimeters from the anal verge, there was evidence of an erythematous approximately 4 to 5 millimeter segment of possible residual polyp noted. This was removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, at 20 centimeters from the anal verge, there was also some evidence of erythema. This was biopsied separately for histology. Next line, there was an a diminutive sigmoid colon sessile polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 10 millimeter rectal sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy and a diminutive rectal polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, would recommend repeat colonoscopy in 1 year given the amount of polyps noted on the past two exams in a short time span, comma, as well as the poor prep. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled.
What are you?
Please go back to the findings and note diverticulosis coli, and go back to the plan and note recommend high fiber diet with good water intake and fiber supplementation as needed. Please go back to the findings and also state grade 1 internal hemorrhoids were noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Please go back to the plan and say follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Thank you.